Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Das ist Arif, Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mere Mauje Gham Pe Sahara Nahi Hai.
Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Samandar Ka Sahil Paharon Ka Jaman. Samandar Ka Sahil Paharon Ka Jaman. Bajza Ke Kuch Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Nahi Khatam Hoti Hai Mauje Musalsal. نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Koi Kashti Gham Ka Hai Na Khujabi. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi meri mauj gham be sahara nahi hai meri mauj gham be sahara nahi hai Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Ye Akhtar Usi Ka Hai Jo Aapka Hai. Ye Akhtar ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa ma ba'd. This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak, تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send as a great blessing to the ummah, to teach the ummah the reality of life is only when a person has got the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains, when you tread this path of life according to what object and purpose Allah has created us, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, which when you turn build the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in a person's heart, then a person will just fall in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and where a person reaches you can't understand. So Hazrat is teaching us that treading the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala under the guidance of those who have got the love of Allah, that is the Arifin, the Ashikin, the lovers of Allah, then a person will realize the reality of life is you won't look askance to anybody, and you'll have to accept from the depth of your heart that mere mauj-e gham be sahara nahi, that oh Allah, this life of mine, I am swimming in the ocean of your love, and this ocean of your love that I am swimming in, it is not that I have got no support in, that I am just swimming widely, I don't know which direction I'm going, but oh Allah, you are my support. When you are my support, oh Allah, then I can be in the depths of whichever ocean, a person will never ever drown. So Hazrat teaches ya so beautifully that the reality, and as Hazrat has taught us, our beloved Shaykh has taught us over and over, that the reality of the kalima la ilaha illallah is thus ke siwa tere koi sahara nahi, siwa tere koi hamara nahi. That oh Allah, besides you, I have got no support. And besides you, there is nobody for me besides you. And this is when a person learns from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the ma'rifat of Allah, and a person makes his zikr, and as you make your zikr, you will realize, La ilaha illallah. There is nobody for me besides you, O Allah Rabbul Izzat. And whatever a person has got, and ever any worry, any grief, any need he's got, immediately the first thing his thought goes is only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It can be the smallest thing, it can be the biggest thing. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, there is no small and big. Everything for Allah Rabbul Izzat to fulfill a person's need is just, for Allah Rabbul Izzat, it is the same. So when a person treads the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll realize, and Hazrat puts it so beautifully, that now this journey of your life is that you are going through the ocean. And what is that ocean? That samandar ka sahil paharo ke daman, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi. Whether you can be at the shore of the ocean, and you look at the huge ocean, and nobody for you, besides nobody is there with you, you are alone. Or whether you are alone at the lap of the mountain, and you look at this huge mountain, you look at the huge ocean, but you realize that these are the small creations of Allah. And bajuz ah, Hazrat takes a deep sigh, that oh Allah, besides you, there is no support for me. It can be as huge as the ocean, it can be as huge as the mountain, but Allah Rabbul Izzat, these are the small creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that a person in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his son asked him that, oh father, is there something more greater than this big jungle? And he said, yes, that don't you see the sky is more greater than this big jungle? And then he says, is there something greater than that? He says, yes, the huge mountains, how huge are they? And then he asked him, is there anything greater than that? Then with a deep regret in his heart, he says, yes, my son is more greater. So if the mountain cannot move your son, the oceans cannot, then he says, is there something greater than your son? He said, yes, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. And immediately, not only Allah wipes out his son, Allah makes him the best person in the ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us here, that now a person realizes that, oh Allah, besides you, there is no support for me. And it's obvious, nobody can give us any support besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nahi khatma hoti hai, mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. And Hazrat is painting a beautiful picture, whether you can be in front of a huge ocean, and you see the waves are just all the time coming, but it stops at a shore and it goes back. And who is doing this? It is nobody that is in control of the ocean but the Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah makes that waves go back. But Hazrat says that, oh Allah, this ocean of my love of yours, there is no shore of it. It just comes as a person gets more engrossed in the love of Allah Ta'ala through the guidance of one Shaykh, and a person gains every minute. You look at the creation and you look at the ma'rifat of Allah, it is just mind-boggling. Then a person realizes that the shores of all the oceans in the world, they still have a shore. But this ocean of your love of Allah, which Hazrat has painted so beautifully as Bahri Gham, the ocean of your grief, that love of yours has to penetrate even more. And I even need more of your love. So there is no ending, there is no ocean of this. And Allahu Akbar. Further Hazrat explained that in an ocean you see a huge ship moving. And that ship also, koi kis kashti e gham ka hai, na khuda bhi. Meri mauj e gham be sahara nahi. That you see any ocean, any ship in an ocean, and there is definitely a pilot that is guiding that ship. And there's a pilot that is piloting that ship. But oh Allah, the ship of mine which is filled with your grief of your love, that I just want more and more of your love, that this ocean and this waves of your grief of love is not without a pilot. It's not without support. That oh Allah, you are guiding me through the barakat of my Shaykh, through the barakat of the Ahlullah and their support, their guidance. You are my support. I realize that it is only you that is my support, and you are the one that is guiding me towards the obedience and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love of mine is just increasing, that it is unending. And further Hazrat explained so beautifully that ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai, nahi aapka hai jo hamara nahi hai. And this is very, very important, that in this ocean of love, of the love of Allah Ta'ala, a person has to have one objective and one maqsad, that is one guide. Not that a person goes to too many, goes to all different guides and then he gets lost. So Hazrat says that, oh Akhtar, addressing himself, but actually a lesson for me and all of us, that usi ka hai jo aapka hai. That, oh Allah, I'm only yours, so there are only those who are yours. Only those people that are really yours, I am only those. In other words, every gathering is not my gathering. It can be a beautiful deeni gathering also. But where I don't feel your true love, and that is actually in the gathering, in the majlis of my Shaykh. So that is only mine. And nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. Then I realize, oh Allah, all those that are connected to you, all those that are yours, they are only mine. That what is yours is mine, and what is mine is yours. And this is what Hazrat is teaching us, that a person reaches the height of love when you beg Allah, that, oh Allah, make me yours and you become mine. And this will only get through the guidance of the Mashayikh, and we follow in their path, and we stick to our one Shaykh, then a person will realize his object and purpose of life is to gain this great love of Allah Ta'ala.